Davis really tells a very different story, and I see him as a pivotal character here in some manner like Walter Cronkite was when his mind changed after going to Vietnam. I peg that at about 1968.
That's a very interesting parallel. I had not thought of that until you raised it, but I think it does have a lot of attraction that he is, in fact, the person who is suggesting that this is not going to work at exactly the moment when it can make a difference in terms of public opinion. And I do believe, in fact, that the timing of his very public and very effective dissent is so perfect that, in fact, it is going to increase the influence of his critique far beyond what it would have been had he done it a year or two earlier. And I think you're right to compare him with Cronkite, whose very telling response to the Tet Offensive was, this is now a different situation. We can no longer win, and we have to reconsider.
And to briefly summarize what Davis has recently reported, following his 1 year study of the situation in Afghanistan, is devastating. He describes these checkpoints where Afghan troops or police are in charge, and a guy who they clearly suspect is a member of the Taliban or other insurgents get on a motorcycle, ride right through the checkpoint, and somebody calls to the checkpoint and says, "Stop that guy," but nobody does. And these stories are replayed with different details, but the common thread is that these troops are a joke, that they're not prepared to confront civilians or guerrillas in their own midst, and that they are drug-riddled, and that they're prone to desertion. Then we're fed this line in the United States that they're making progress, and Leon Panetta says it's going so well that we can pull combat troops out next year.
Yes, this is I think the most persuasive, the most powerful part of his presentation is his portrayal of the reality of the Afghan army, which is supposed to take over this war from the United States and take it to final success. And I think what he's showing here is that this is an army of people who are not motivated to fight the Taliban.